Hi friends, welcome to a beautiful week. This is Relationship Matters Podcast. Fumilayo Adepoju speaking. Join me as I take you through a series on communication in relationships. To start week today, we want to consider the importance of communication in relationships. You know, communication is the bedrock of every successful relationship. Just imagine you have a car with, let's say, a brand new car with good engine, perfect batteries, good tires, good body, without a fuel. It can't move an inch. So also, communication is the fuel that moves our relationships from its current state to a desired destination. And there are two types of communication. We have the verbal and the non-verbal communication. Each one is just as important as the other. The two should work together to relay information. You know, there are times when people don't use their voice to tell someone what they are thinking or feeling. Their actions can do it instead. Sometimes, both communications work together to emphasize an important message. So let me quickly take you through the importance of effective communication in relationships. And these relationships we're talking about is all kinds of relationship, marital relationship, a business partnership relationship, employer to employee relationship, co-workers, relationship among friends, parent-child relationship, and what have you. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, "Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone." You know, there is a popular adage that if you know how to speak, remember that there is someone who knows how to hear. So communication is very key for any relationship to be successful. A lot of issues today in relationships, in marriages, in friendships can be traced to ineffective communication. So let me quickly tell you the importance of effective communication. Number one, it helps to avoid misunderstandings. A reason why communication is important is that misunderstandings often occur between people. You know, each partner may perceive situations differently, which can create resentment and other hurt feelings. Without communication, people may become upset with one another without even knowing why or how it started. Positive communication can lead to clear expectations and greater empathy for one another's feeling. When you communicate, you put yourself in the other person's shoe. This helps to avoid misunderstanding. Number two, it helps to set clear expectations. When people plainly state what their expectations are, it's difficult for them to disregard those expectations since it has been discussed already. So when expectations are set and agreed upon, there is no question as to what is acceptable and how the other person feels as a result. Effective communication between couples, co-worker, parent-child relationship, business partnership, and all kinds of relationship helps to set clear expectation. Don't ever assume the other person knows what is in your mind. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Number three, it helps to know one another. Either couples or friends who don't communicate can fall into an unfortunate pattern of simply existing with one another and never really knowing each other very well. A relationship can't get profoundly deep if communication is not open and frequent. Take note of that. No relationship can get profoundly deep if communication is not open and frequent. Number four, it helps to support each other. Communication is the way to show that you support the other person. You need to talk openly with your partner and create space where he or she can share his feelings with you. This is because the more openly you speak to each other, the closer you become. making it easier to share both good and bad things in life. Partner here refers to all kind of relationship in your life. The relationship works as an effective support system, which it can't in the absence of healthy relationship. Number 5, it helps to avoid dishonesty and secrets. Where communication is effective, people hardly keep secrets from each other. But when you see that there is no communication or there is communication bankruptcy, then you see people hiding things from each other. Number 6, it helps to strengthen respect. Communication helps to strengthen respect in relationship. Number 7, it helps to grow love. Another reason why communication is important in relationship is that communication is the means to earn each other's love and care. We can't continue to earn love from someone we have stopped communicating with. That is just the truth. Either in marriage or with your friend or whoever it is. When you have stopped communicating with such person, the love cannot grow. Number 8, it reduces insecurities. Communication helps to know each other's weak points, which helps to build the other person's confidence. So you don't use your weak points against each other. Number 9, it helps people feel comfortable with each other, which makes them act as friends. This could be in marital relationship, corporate relationship, friendships, and what have you. So when you communicate openly with the other person, you feel comfortable in their presence and you relate as true friends. Number 10, communication helps to build trust. Trust and communication, they are very vital for any successful relationship. And you must be consistently open to each other in order to build trust. This same principle, as it applies to all kinds of relationship in our life, it also applies to a vertical relationship with God. Communication is your lifeline to connecting with God on a daily basis. The more you connect with Him, the more you know Him. I want you to begin by applying these principles in your life, and you will experience a positive turnaround in your relationships. If you have been blessed by this podcast, feel free to share with family and friends. Join me next week as we continue on this series. You don't want to miss it. Keep winning. God bless you.